1243, accept a bid of James W. Fowler Company for the price agreements for urgent rehabilitation of sanitary and storm sewers project for $9 million.
Good morning. Again, I am Larry Palat with Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a price agreement award to James W. Fowler for a total of $9 million. Price agreements no more than a three-year period will be utilized as the needs are presented and the specific projects identified in the Portland Bureau of Environmental Services budget process. The task orders are for projects of medium to large scope and will be completed as expeditiously as possible. January 24, 2018, this council approved an ordinance number 188784 for the Chief Procurement Officer to competitively solicit for these services. The city advertised the bid number 943. Five bids were received and opened on October 9th. The city issued a notice of intent to award the price agreement on October 17th. No protests were received. The bids were deemed responsive to the requirements. Thus, it is recommended that this price agreement be executed. This is the second time BES has actually engaged in this type of process. They've determined that the time and effort savings based on the process is significant. The subcontractor equity program, the workforce training and hiring programs shall apply to all task orders coming forward from this price agreement, estimated at $150,000 or more at the time the task order is issued. There is an aspirational goal of 20% of all subcontracts applying to all work orders in addition to the overall contract. James W. Fowler will perform all necessary outreach to disadvantaged minority women and emerging small businesses. They will fulfill the corresponding requirements, and they will submit the required documentation to Procurement Services for approval prior to the execution of any task order. So the standard bidding methodology requires bidders to predetermine and list their subcontractors at the time of award. However, under this price agreement, J.W. Fowler will determine the subcontractors at the time each task order is developed. This process allows Fowler to maximize their use of disadvantaged minority women and emerging small businesses. As the scopes of work become clear and final, they can do significant more targeted outreach to pull in more certified firms. J.W. Fowler is not a certified, State of Oregon certified firm, but they do have current business tax registration, and they are in full compliance with all of the city's contracting requirements. If the council has any questions relative to the bidding process, I'm still here, and we have BES available for specific project questions.
Colleagues, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion from Commissioner Fish, second from Commissioner Saltzman. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you again for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Excellent work. Thank you. Aye. The report's adopted.